把国外的这个活，
那就把他前一天在最终这个班级里面的事情交给
他的学生。He said, no one of them knew who knocked down the walls of Jericho.
他说小孩子不知道谁摧毁了耶利哥城。
Well, the leaders were quiet for a few moments.
那这些长子们就很安静的想一会儿。
And finally, one of the older leaders of the church spoke up.
最后那个年长的领袖站起来说。
He said, preacher, this seems to be bothering you a lot.
牧师，这看起来好像让你感觉到很麻烦。
Said, but I've known these boys all my life.
我对这些孩子非常了解。
He says, they're good boys.
他们是好孩子。
They said they didn't know who knocked down. They didn't knock down the walls of Jericho. Then I don't think they probably did. I think we should just take some money out of the building fund and repair them. Well, it's an amusing story, but walls have a very prominent part in the scriptures.
这个故事没有意思，但是实际上城墙是有很多作用的。
Matter of fact, walls have a very prominent part in human history.
实际上城墙在人类历史上都起了很大的作用。
Should go to the next slide. The Great Wall of China is one that probably is familiar to most of you.
讲到长城的话，大概都很熟悉。
I had an opportunity a few years ago not to see just the refinished part, but actually to hike about 10 miles of the unfinished, and it was an incredible experience.
我牧师在几年前有一个机会去参观长城，他不仅是参观了已经修筑的那一段，而且在那没有修筑的那一段走了十个英里。
But you probably know the Great Wall is about 4,000 miles long.
那个长城是非常的长，有四千多英里之长。
The first part of it was constructed by the Emperor Shi Huang Di between 259 and 210.B.C.
第一段是在秦始皇建的，大概是在公元前259到210年左右。
And what was it constructed for?
它的建造的目的是什么？
Is to keep out bad people, right?
是要把敌人隐蔽在城墙之外。
I don't know a lot about Chinese history, but I know it did a fairly good job for a long time.
但是我不知道中国历史，我不太清楚中国历史，但是我知道这个城墙是很有作用。
But in 1644, the Manchus got through.
但是在1644年，满族冲破了这城墙。
And you know how they got through?
你知道他们是怎么样冲破这城墙的？
They had bribed one of the generals of the Ming Dynasty to open the doors for them, so they came right through without having to go through the wall at all.
他们是怎么样冲就是跨越过这墙？他们是因为用了这个贿赂的方法。把这个城内的这个军官贿赂就进入。
Excellent. Yeah, walls have a purpose. Whenever they're built, they have a reason to be built.
有很多建墙的目的。
Sometimes it's to keep people in.
有的时候它的作用是不准人出去。
The Berlin Wall, which came down in 1989, was there for more than 30 years. It was to keep people of East Berlin from escaping to freedom.
1989年柏林墙建立，这个墙所立了大概30年，就是要防止东德的人逃到自由的那一边去。
That's right. Sometimes they're built to keep things out.
有的时候城墙的作用是不让别人进来。
Israel was having a problem with bombings in Jerusalem.
以色列有被遭到轰炸的威胁。
And they built a very controversial wall.
所以他们建立了一堵墙。
But the fact of the matter is, it's kept bombing out of Jerusalem ever since it was built.
有趣的是，它虽然它建立以后仍然是有轰炸的事件。
The big political issue these days is Donald Trump wants to build a wall between us and Mexico.
今天我们在政治生活当中，在常常引起争议的就是，川普总统要在墨西哥边境建立城墙。
Even in places where it's been built, like this picture shows, there are innovative people who figure out how to get over it anyway.
这张图片就表示了，虽然这个城墙建立了，但是人们还想到各种各样的方法要越过去。
Next slide. But walls are for protection and security.
但是城墙的主要作用还是要被保护与安全。
Alcatraz kept prisoners, violent prisoners from American society.
那 称作为神国的圣城，它的作用是抵制犯罪、免受审判。
This passage in Ezekiel 22 this morning, we're going to look at five different components that help us understand how we're to work with God to accomplish His purpose.
今天我们来从22节22章这边来看，从五个方面来看，神是要我们如何跟他一起同工。
Next slide, please. So we're going to look specifically at verse 30, and it says, and this is God speaking, I looked for a man who would, a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it. But I found none.
我们特别看这三十节，我在他们中间寻找一个重修墙垣，在我面前为这地站在破口之处，使我不毁灭这地，我却找不到。
So, next slide. God wants us to build up the wall.
神要我们建立这墙。
What kind of wall does He want?
他要我们建怎么样的墙呢？
You know, if you look in ancient times, go ahead to the next one. That's fine. There were always walls that were being built. This is the Ishtar Gate of Babylon. It was built long before the time of the prophet Daniel. And you will find this in the Pergamon Museum in Berlin if you happen to go there now. It was 80 feet high.
大概有18英尺高。
In some places it was even higher than that.
有些地方比这还要高。
About 100 feet wide.
但是大概100英尺。
The only way that Babylon fell was because of neglect and the Persians were able to go under and around it rather than through it.
那个巴比伦被毁灭的原因是这个城墙被废弃，被没有照顾好，然后那个波斯人就想把他的城墙这边周围就走进去
了。Most of the time in warfare, walls collapse. Because of a battle and the tearing down the wall.
在打仗的时候，通常是因为打仗的缘故，城墙就破了。
It's like sometimes they collapse through neglect.
有的时候是被人遗弃，所以那个啊。
There's not much left of this castle in Scotland, is there?
在苏格兰这就是一个例子，没有多少留下。
What is the wall that God calls us to do?
那神要我们建怎样一个城墙呢？
Obviously, it's not going to be a physical one.
很显然的，不是要做一个建造一个物质上的墙。
God's wall is righteousness.
神的城墙其实就是公义。
And His wall is defined by His word. It's the law that He gives us that helps us to build this wall.
就是他的话，他的。
If you study the scriptures carefully, find out from the word that the law that God gives us.Is to show, first of all, shows us we can never be pleasing to God on our own or to save ourselves. We are to live righteous lives, but that's not what saves us. But this wall of righteousness that God calls us to build is kind of like an owner's manual. In a sense, it helps us to live a good life.
但是神叫我们过一个公益生活，这个律法就是要我们过一个意义生命的使用手册。
But it's not just for us as individuals; it's for us as sexual sin.
性方面犯罪,
and bribery.
贿赂,
and murder.
凶杀的事情,
and exploitation of the poor.
欺负欺压穷困,
I mean, these are really bad things.
实在是很糟糕,
but it's not just the big bad things that make a difference, it's the small things as well.
不仅仅是在很多这些大的明显的方面,
what happens when we begin to tolerate sin in our lives? It gives Satan permission to be in there.
当我们容忍罪的时候，就给了撒旦机会，可以让罪进入。
Paul writes in the book of Ephesians, he says, in your anger do not sin, and do not give the devil a foothold.
以弗所书4:26-27讲到，生气却不要犯罪，含怒不可到日光，不要给魔鬼。And
so what happens is we begin to give Satan opportunities as individuals, and as a society, then Satan begins to get a little bit more of that wall to crumble as time goes along, and it gets worse and worse.
当我们一点点的给撒旦留地步的时候，撒旦就趁虚而入，使得我们社会变得腐化。So
if you think about building a wall of righteousness, that wall is there to protect us against the attack of the devil.
如果你想到城墙作用，你会联想到这个城墙，神的话就是要我们抵制魔鬼。
And God says, I look for a man who would build up the wall.
神说我寻找一人可以建立这墙。
And we need to be building that wall to protect.
我们需要建立这墙。But
it's not just from Satan we need the protection as well. We need to have protection against the judgment of God that comes when people turn away from him.
我们不仅仅是要抵制撒旦的东西，我们也要保护那些。
Ultimately, God is going to bring judgment, and ultimately, this passage is going to tell us that we need to build up the wall against God's judgment coming. Next slide, please. So basically, to build up the wall, what do we need to do? Well, the first thing we need to know. To do is to know God's word. We need to read it and to meditate on it, to memorize it so that it's deep within us. But it doesn't do us any good if we know the word but we don't act upon it. And so we need to take the word on one hand and be familiar with what's going on in our society on the other. And we need to get to know our neighbors and become friends with people that we rub shoulders with in every aspect of life. Because as we begin to know people, we are able then to take the word that God has put in our life and share it in love with them.
当我们跟人有关系之后，我们就有机会用爱来分享神的话。And
as we get involved one-on-one, we can also then begin to get involved in society more as a whole and work towards being God's change agent.
当我们如果在这私底下个人之间能够建立关系的时候，那我们慢慢这个社区里也可以这样做。So
that's how we build up the wall.
就是我们应该如何建立这城墙的。But
God also says that we're not just to build up the wall, we're to stand in the gap as well.
神说也不仅仅说是建立城墙，还要站在破口之处。You
know, if we build up a wall and that's all we do, it's kind of like doing social and political activities, which may or may not
last.当我们只是建立这墙的时候，可能有的时候看起来就好像是在社会和政治方面有一些波动而已。I
don't know if you remember Josiah or not from the book of 2 Kings.
我不知道你们知道约西亚王的事情。
Josiah's grandfather was a horrible king.
约西亚王的祖父是一个糟糕的人。He
reigned for 54 years and basically destroyed any righteous walls that had ever been built for the people of Israel.
他在他掌权的时候，他把所有公义的事情都损坏了。And
when Josiah, well, they rediscovered the Bible.
当时在约西亚上继位的时候，重新发现了圣经。
Manasseh had basically banned it.
他的父亲马拿西。
bad they had become as a people.
当约瑟亚王看重新看到圣经的时候，他把他衣服撕裂，发现自己曾经做了多少，自己为国民做了多少，曾经做了多少不正义的事情。
And he set out to change things socially.
他就开始改革。
And politically.
在社会和政治。
And religiously.
在属于生活方面。
He got rid of all the altars to foreign gods.
他把所有的祭坛，拜偶像的祭坛全部破除。
He reinstituted proper worship in the temple.
他把神的殿里面的祭祀的敬拜的事情重新建立起来。
He began to punish wrongdoers that were committing crimes that had been completely left untouched.
他开始严惩罪犯。
But the problem was, even though he made all those changes, within the next generation, they were completely gone again.
但是很可惜的，就在他这一代里面，虽然他做了很多这样的规矩的事情，但是在他之后，下一代又开始。
All the wall building we do amounts to nothing if that's all we do.
如果我们只是去建在墙的话，那这个只是暂时的。
In Psalm 11, verses 3 and 4, David writes, When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do?
像大卫在诗篇里面讲到，十一章里面讲到，根基既然是坏了，义人还能做什么？
Said, when the walls are being destroyed, what can the righteous do?
同样的，我可以说，既然城墙被损坏了，人还能做什么？
And he doesn't give a direct answer there, but he gives a very positive indirect answer.
虽然这句话实际上没有给出一个正面的答案，但是他不直接的他给出了我们答案。
He says, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne.
他说到耶和华在他的圣殿里，在他的宝座在天上。
In Zechariah 4:6, we read this.
在撒迦利亚书四到六章。
So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit," says the Lord of hosts.
他对我说，这是耶和华对所罗巴伯所说的，不是依靠权势，不是依靠能力，而是依靠我的灵，这是万军之耶和华说。
So what are these verses referring to?
这些经文讲什么?
It's referring to drawing on God's strength in order to accomplish God's purpose.
他讲了一点，就是要从神那里得力。
That's like this. So basically, what we're being called to do and standing in the gap is to pray.
当我们站在这破口之处，重要的就是祷告。
And not just general prayer, but I would call it warfare praying.
不是简单的随随便便祷告，而是我说的像。
A lot of people, you know, they pray that things will get better.
他们有很多人祷告，只是说要事情变得更好一些。
They pray that you know, we might again have the status quo in our society.
只是祷告我们能够回到过去的状况，维持现状。
But God does not want business as usual.
但神并不要我们只是维持现状。
He wants there to be a renewal and a revival among His people.
但是他要的重新更新。
And he wants to see an awakening among those who are not Christians in our land.
他要我们重新的更新起来。
The kind of prayer that God is calling for when he says to stand in the gap is the kind of prayer that's not just for personal needs, although those are important.
他讲到的祷告不只是为个人需要，虽然个人需要也是很重要。
But we need to pray for the welfare of our country.
需要为整个国家的。
We need to pray for discernment as to how we should be involved.
我要知道明白是你的祷告。
But most importantly, we need to be growing in our relationship with God so that we see His character.
更重要的是祷告要加深跟神的关系。
Because once we see the character of God, once we know what Jesus is like, we're going to become like that.
祷告，我们了解神的品格，明白我们在他做他合适的事情。
And we will discern what it is He would have us to do and when to do it in His power. The third aspect of this command that God gives here is that we are not just to build up the wall and stand in the gap, but we must stand in the gap before Him.
Mm-hmm.
says that they should stand in the gap before me that I might not come against the land. Now, is God our enemy? That kind of goes against our general picture of God, right? Most people would say, if a description of God, they would say, God is love. Now, that's true as far as it goes. But it's important for us to recognize that the God of love is also a God of holiness and a God of justice. And if we ignore those aspects of his character, then we are going to probably pay consequences for it. Galatians 6, 7, and 8, the Apostle Paul writes, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." In other words, what you believe and how you live what you believe is going to have a consequence. And Paul goes on to say in verse 8 that he says, the one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. That operates both on a personal level and a corporate level. As Christians, we are saved. We have a relationship with God, and yet even still, like a loving father disciplines his kids, so does God discipline us if we sin. But it's even more significant, more severe on the corporate, national type of level. God will not allow the crumbling of those walls to go on forever. And he will bring his judgment. Now, sometimes that judgment comes from natural consequences. You live a certain way, certain bad things are going to happen. If you use drugs, you become an addict. But sometimes there is direct judgment of God as well. God sometimes reaches the point where he says, I've had enough of this, and he brings destruction. The clearest example is the Sodom and Gomorrah of the Old Testament. God rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed those cities. Now we don't see that happen real often today. We don't even see it happen that often in the Old Testament. But because the people of Israel ignored God's commands and allowed those walls of righteousness to be torn down, he brought the Babylonians against the city of Jerusalem and it was destroyed along with the temple. Think about Jerusalem at the time of its fall to Babylon. I mean, things have gotten bad. But were there no true followers of God in the city at that time? Because God says, I looked for someone who would build up the wall and stand in the gap, but I found none. We know that there were a few righteous people in the city. We know that Daniel and his friends were carried away into exile to Babylon. Were they not involved in building up the wall and standing in the gap? Evidently not. Why not? Were they too busy? Too many things they had to do to spend time in prayer and working with the people that were apart from God? They were young when they went into captivity. Maybe they were just lazy. Were they too focused on their personal well-being and not on the society that was collapsing around them? Did they have a misunderstanding of who God was and what His covenant was really all about? Were they doing things that were right, but just in their own wisdom and strength? I mean, we don't know. But those are the very things that Christians in this country are guilty of today. God finally just said enough. In keeping His command. Actually, skip to the next one. Go to the next one. There we go. It's interesting to me that if you read in Ezekiel a few chapters before what we're looking at, there's this description I think that's very important.
圣殿也被毁了。
Next slide. Have things changed today?
今天的事情，今天不一样。
come and enjoy being there. They like the sermon. They like to sing. They leave completely unchanged from what they were before they came in. Christian Smith is a sociologist at the University of Notre Dame. He's coined a term for many American churches that he calls practicing moral therapeutic deism. He says people go to church because they think that they can learn some moral things there and send their kids. And they go to church because it's therapeutic, it makes them feel good about themselves. But deism is a theology that's different than what the Bible teaches. Deism pictures a God who creates everything. And then he just walks off and lets it do its own thing. The illustration that gets used for deism sometimes is that of a clockmaker. He builds a clock. He winds it up. And then he leaves it to run on its own. That's what many people practicing American Christianity do. They want to be good. And they want to feel good about themselves. They just don't want a God that's involved in their lives on an everyday basis. In other words, what Timothy said, they have a form of godliness, but they deny its power. But the good news is, I think God has provided someone to stand in the gap. Even back in the days before the fall of Jerusalem, God appointed and chose certain people to pray and to work for the welfare of the city and the country in which they live. I love this passage in Isaiah 62. God says, I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest, and give him no rest, till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her a praise on the earth. God has appointed us as watchmen. The metaphor's changed here a little bit. Before, he was looking for someone to build up the wall and stand in the gap. Now he's got watchmen instead. But he says that we are to call on the Lord day and night and give him no rest. It's interesting that in history, there was a group of believers after the Reformation called Moravians. And they had a tremendous burden to pray for the world. And these followers of Jesus read this passage and they said, we need to do this. And they took it also began to send people. And other people began to get involved. And within 100 years, Christianity had grown tremendously, been more than double. The Moravians answered God's call. Next slide. The question is, will we answer God's call? We're kind of in a new year. School just began recently. It's an opportunity for us to maybe think about making a fresh start. God wants to transform this world. He's not going to do it apart from us. He wants us to build these kingdom walls to protect not just us, but our society from sin and from judgment. And he's calling us to stand in the gap, to watch on the wall, to pray for renewal of our churches and salvation for friends and families. And repentance for our country. Next slide. We're no longer like the little boys in the Sunday school class. They don't knock down walls. Before today, perhaps you didn't know there were walls that had already been knocked down. We need to be building those walls up again. We need to be praying, not just for us as individuals, but for our entire society. God wants us to be part of building a great wall. The question is, will you be part of
that?
Let's pray. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your warning. We confess that we have been either blind or disobedient for far too long. We pray that you would send your Holy Spirit to give us eyes to see and strength to act. We pray that in doing so, Lord, we would indeed build up a wall. That we would pursue that which is righteous and just. And Father, that we would become a people of prayer. And that, Lord, you would not have to come against the land. And we pray, Father, that as you make that change, that our world would be transformed. That there would be a renewal and an awakening that brings many, many people to faith. That you would be given glory and honor and praise through. In Jesus' name.